Inside the horse's gut. Heat. Darkness. Sweat. Fear. They're crammed in, packed as tight as olives in a jar. He hates this contact with other bodies. Always has. Even clean, sweet-smelling human flesh makes him want to puke. And these men stink. It might be better if they kept still, but they don't. Each man shifts from side to side, trying to ease his shoulders into a little more space, all intertwined and wriggling like worms in a horse's shite. Redworm. The word sends him spiraling down, down, down into the past, all the way back to his grandfather's house. As a boy, which is what some seem to think he still is, he used to go down to the stables every morning, running along the path between the tall hedges, breath curdling the air, every bare twig glinting in the reddish light. Turning the bend, he would see poor old Rufus standing by the gate of the first paddock, leaning on it, more like. He learnt to ride on Rufus. Nearly everybody did, because Rufus was a quite exceptionally steady horse. The joke was, if you started to fall off, he'd stretch out a hoof and shove you back on. All his memories of learning to ride were happy. So he gave Rufus a good scratch, all the places he couldn't reach himself, then breathed into his nostrils, their breaths mingling to produce a snuffly, warm sound. The sound of safety. God, he'd loved that horse. More than his mother. More even than his nurse, who, anyway, had been taken away from him as soon as he was 7. Rufus. Even the name had formed a bond. Rufus. Pyrrhus. Both names mean red. And there they were, the two of them, spectacularly red-haired. Though, admittedly, in Rufus's case, the colour was more chestnut than auburn. When he was a young horse, his coat used to gleam like the first conkers in autumn. But of course, he was older now. And ill. As long ago as last winter, a groom had said,
"He's looking a bit ribby."
And every month since then, he'd lost weight. Pelvic bones jutting out. Sharp points to his shoulders. He was starting to look skeletal. Not even the lush grass of summer had put fat on his bones. One day, seeing a groom shoveling up a pile of loose droppings, Pyrrhus had asked,
"Why is it like that?"
"Redworm,"
the man said.
"Poor old sod's riddled with them."
Redworm. And that one word delivers him back to hell.